MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Chris Miller from MacStation is in the house. Chris, how are you, sir? Good?
I'm well. I'm very well.
I think what we should talk about today is upgrading to iOS 5 because everybody's thinking about it. Some people are afraid, like me, because I've read online that there it can take you up to like 36 hours to upgrade. I'm exaggerating.
Some people have problems with decimal points. It's all
right. But it can take a little bit of time to upgrade. What should people be thinking about? And kind of where's the threshold for upgrading your iPhone? Should be people upgrading their iPhone 3s? Everybody with a 4 should upgrade. Where does it fit for you?
If we're talking about hardware, I tend to say every other generation is for mobile devices is a great standard. For instance, if you have a 3GS to go to a 4S, perfect.
Oh, I get you. You're talking about upgrading to the iPhone 4S if you have an iPhone 3. I'm talking about iOS 5.
Oh, well, I mean,
should upgrade my OS on my iPhone 4 or on my iPad, which I haven't done just because I'm afraid.
Fair enough.
I want it, but I'm afraid.
Well, I tend to pretty much encourage just keeping up with the upgrades. Mm-hmm. There's usually enough advantages and bits and pieces and little cool things that it's just almost always a good idea.
Okay, so how much time should we set aside? Because that's the other thing is I've had a busy week. I haven't had time to, I haven't had 3 or 4 consecutive hours if it took that long. How long should I expect to take to upgrade?
A little over an hour is a reasonable amount of time to expect. I mean, what you're going to want to do is first, back up the phone. Plug it into the machine, back it up through iTunes, make sure before you do anything else that all of your data is safe and secure. You always want to have a fallback point. Second, it's going to take, depending on your connection, anywhere between 20 and 40 minutes to actually download the update to iTunes. And then it's probably going to take 20 to 40 minutes, depending on your machine, to actually install and then restore all of your data back to your phone.
So the process, for those that don't know, is through iTunes. You don't do it directly with the phone. You go in the iTunes store. There you download the upgrade. And then when you connect your phone, then you ask it to upgrade at that point.
Yeah, well, actually, you connect your phone, and then you see the upgrade button, and you push it.
Oh, okay. That's the way it works. But it's gonna work through. It's not going to be the phone by itself upgrading over the air. It's going to be while it's plugged into your computer. And it's going to be going through iTunes.
The machine is doing the heavy lifting. That's
right. Is this the last time that we're going to have that need of iTunes involved? Because Apple's going away from needing to plug your iPhone now into a computer. That's one of the things in iOS 5 that you can start it up, that you can basically enroll without plugging into a computer, correct?
Theoretically, yes. It's going to be the rest of the apps and the rest of the minor updates should be all over air, although I still have this feeling like for the big updates, for a big full new iOS, so let's say theoretically iOS 6, whenever that apparently is, whenever eventually that'll come, I still have this feeling like it's still going to be through the computer because it's so big and it requires the phone to do a full shutdown and a full just wipe and then a reinstall. That it may still require a computer. But for the most part, yeah, you're pretty much untethered.
Now, next week, we're going to talk about Siri, because that's going to be that's not the first thing that I want to talk about is iOS 5. But other than Siri, which we will be talking about, what was your biggest pleasant surprise with iOS 5? Because you've had it for about a week now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been playing with it. I was just really happy it didn't slow my phone down. Like, iOS, the last couple iOSs that I remember when I had my 3G, not my 3GS, but my 3G, and we booted to iOS 4, that sucker crawled. It made it useless. But this, it almost, I would argue, it's a little quicker.
See, that is an interesting point because there's a conspiracy theory out there that Apple releases upgrades and then they make it slow down on older hardware. I had somebody bending my ear about this all week. I'm doing a production of a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. And the guy playing Melee is going, I'm not doing it because it slows things down.
It does not.
So he's wrong.
Yep.
I'm going to tell him that.
Well, Melee's Gloriosus, he should be used to being wrong.
The character is wrong often. But people have so the people that have experienced that business of upgrading on their phone to a newer operating system and having their phone seeming to chug along, that's legitimate. The fear that they have, but in this particular case, it's not really
legitimate, but in this case, unfounded. That is actually the reason why Siri is not on the phone, because it would require so much more space, so therefore it's not included.
Chris Miller from MacStation says, take an hour, back up, and then get on with iOS 5.
It's worth it.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?